Jesus Christ's prophecy on the rise of the Babylonian religion. In the Bible, God's word speaks with undeniable clarity about the future, including prophecies that foretell the emergence of a new and dangerous religion known as the Babylonian religion. This prophetic vision is detailed in the book of Revelation, and it warns believers about the spiritual dangers that lie ahead. As Christians, we are called to heed these divine warnings, hold fast to our faith in Jesus Christ, and remain vigilant against the deceptive allure of false doctrines. The prophecy of the Babylonian religion begins in the revelation given to John, the beloved disciple of Jesus. The book of Revelation is a unique scripture, unlike any other in the Bible. It was revealed to John through a divine chain of communication, from God the Father to Jesus Christ, then to an angel, and finally to John. This holy transmission underscores the importance and divine origin of the revelations contained within. The central theme of Revelation is the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, a momentous event predicted 38 times in the Bible, making it the most frequently mentioned prophecy. The book of Revelation meticulously outlines the events that will unfold before, during, and after the return of Christ. Among these events is the rise of a great and corrupt religious system symbolized by Babylon. In Revelation 17:1-2, an angel invites John to witness the judgment of this evil entity. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and spoke with me, saying to me, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication." This vivid imagery portrays Babylon as a seductive and powerful force, leading nations and leaders astray through spiritual infidelity. Babylon, often referred to as the great prostitute, symbolizes a false religious system that has existed throughout history and will reach its zenith during the reign of the Antichrist. This system is described as sitting on many waters, indicating its dominion over numerous nations and peoples. It is a spiritual and moral corruption that transcends geographical boundaries, influencing rulers and populations alike. The description of Babylon in Revelation 17:3-6 is both detailed and alarming. "So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. I saw the woman, drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement." This prophetic vision reveals Babylon as a figure of immense wealth and power, clothed in luxurious purple and scarlet, adorned with gold and precious stones. Yet her outward splendor masks her inner corruption. The golden cup she holds is filled with abominations and impurities, symbolizing the false and perverse teachings she promotes. The name written on her forehead, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth, indicates her role as the progenitor of spiritual adultery and moral decay. The prophecy further describes Babylon's intoxication with the blood of the saints and the martyrs of Jesus. This chilling detail highlights the persecution and suffering that true believers will endure under the influence of this false religion. The woman's drunkenness symbolizes her delight in the oppression and destruction of God's faithful followers, much like a person intoxicated with wine revels in their inebriation. In understanding the prophecy of Babylon, it is crucial to recognize her historical and biblical significance. The city of Babylon is mentioned 287 times in the Bible, second only to Jerusalem. It was located on the banks of the Euphrates River and was known as the cradle of civilization. However, Babylon also epitomized organized hostility towards God, as illustrated in Genesis 11:1-9 with the Tower of Babel, where humanity's pride and desire to reach heaven without God led to their downfall. Babylon's historical role as the capital of a mighty empire that conquered Judah and oppressed God's people further cements its association with evil and corruption. For the Israelites, Babylon represented cruelty, lust, greed, and blasphemy, an embodiment of everything that opposed God's holy will. This understanding of Babylon as a symbol of pervasive evil and idolatry is essential for interpreting its prophetic significance in Revelation. The prophecy of Babylon's ultimate judgment is unequivocal. Revelation 17:16-17 states, "And the ten horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose, to be of one mind and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled." This passage reveals that the very leaders and nations that once supported Babylon will turn against her, stripping her of power and destroying her utterly. This divine retribution is orchestrated by God himself, using the wicked to execute his judgment upon the wicked. As believers, we must take these prophecies to heart and remain vigilant against the allure of false religions. The Babylonian religion, with its seductive promises of spiritual fulfillment and unity, poses a significant threat to true worship and devotion to God. It promotes a form of spiritual relativism that blurs the lines between truth and falsehood, encouraging a syncretic approach that amalgamates various religious practices and beliefs. This emerging religion appeals to the notion that all paths lead to God, and that personal spiritual experiences are more important than adherence to doctrinal truth. However, this is a dangerous deception that leads believers away from the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul warned against such false teachings in Galatians 1:6-7. "I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ." The syncretic nature of the Babylonian religion introduces practices that conflict with biblical teachings on holiness and worship. The Bible calls us to worship God in spirit and truth, as stated in John 4:24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Incorporating rituals and practices from other religions can lead to spiritual harm, as they may conflict with the principles of holiness and true worship that the Bible emphasizes. The warnings of the prophets and apostles about false teachings and spiritual deception are more relevant than ever in our contemporary society. The Apostle Peter cautioned in 2 Peter 2:1, "But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction." These false teachers introduce heresies that lead believers astray, causing spiritual ruin. In light of these warnings, it is imperative for Christians to remain anchored in the Word of God. The Bible is our supreme source of truth and wisdom, providing the foundation we need to navigate the spiritual challenges of our time. As 2 Timothy 3:16-17 reminds us, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." To protect ourselves from the deceptions of the Babylonian religion, we must diligently study the Scriptures, seek guidance from the Holy Spirit, and remain committed to the teachings of Jesus Christ. By doing so, we can discern truth from error and maintain the purity of our faith. In our pursuit of truth, let us remember the importance of prayer and reliance on God's wisdom. James 1:5 encourages us, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." God promises to provide wisdom to those who seek it, and through prayer and study of his word, we can gain the discernment needed to face the spiritual challenges posed by the Babylonian religion. The rise of the Babylonian religion is a fulfillment of biblical prophecies that highlight the dangers of straying from true teachings. The blending of various religious practices and the emphasis on personal spiritual experiences reflect the behaviors warned about in 2 Timothy 4:3-4. "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." As we navigate the complexities of the current spiritual landscape, let us hold firmly to the truth of the gospel and remain vigilant against teachings that seek to lead us astray. The Apostle Paul's exhortation in 1 Timothy 6:3-5 is particularly relevant. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such withdraw yourself. In conclusion, the prophecy of the Babylonian religion serves as a divine warning to all believers. It calls us to remain steadfast in our faith, rooted in the teachings of Jesus Christ, and vigilant against the deceptive allure of false doctrines. By immersing ourselves in the Bible, seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and committing to prayer, we can navigate the spiritual challenges of our time with wisdom and discernment. Let us stand firm in the truth of God's Word, rejecting the corrupt influences of the Babylonian religion, and faithfully following our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we pray for guidance, protection, and wisdom as we journey through these perilous times. Amen.